Right now, we're really pleased to bring you the audio of a video, which you can view at www.scd.org, which is the Diocese of Sacramento website. We're going to bring you the audio now about our freedoms, about the 4th of July, about what this means, 4th of July, of course, of 1776, and then Constitution, which followed about 13 years later with all our freedoms, including the first five freedoms in the very first amendment to the Constitution, which, of course, included freedom of religion as the first freedom, and then freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of assembly, and freedom to address your government for a redress of grievances. This features Bishop Soto and Ned DeLessie, the executive director of the California Catholic Conference. So pleasant and happy 4th of July to all of you, and we're bringing you this audio now.
Hello, this is Bishop Jaime Soto, and I'm here with Ned DeLessie, the executive director of the California Catholic Conference, retiring, actually, as we speak. But we're sending you this message. Wanted to speak to you as we approach the 4th of July and celebrate this very important national holiday, but also with a deep, deep religious message for us. I do hope that all of you have a very a festive and fun 4th of July with all the normal foods and activities that go along with this day. But I also hope that you'll incorporate a time of prayer and reflection to reflect on what our freedom means and how do we as Catholics exercise that freedom. We are very fortunate to be able to exercise our Catholic faith here in the United States. But I think all of us know that that religious freedom is being under threat. And one important dimension of that is that is not just my personal freedom to express my faith, but also the freedom to be able to create institutions that also reflect and express our faith. And oftentimes, particularly here in the state of California, those institutions are under threat. And I'd like Ned just to talk a little bit about some of the dimensions of those threats that we experience here in California.
Thank you, Bishop. I think you you began with an important distinction that this ever secularizing and pluralistic society honors the individual liberty. And so it honors our individual choice to express ourselves however we want to express ourselves personally. But the challenge we have as Catholics is that we're the body of Christ in the world, and so we're corporately present, and we create institutions, our Catholic charities, our Catholic schools, our Catholic healthcare. We create institutions to touch the lives of our brothers and sisters out there, and that becomes a public public reality out there. And our challenges in that respect are that the society tends to continue to squeeze us and say, well, you can worship wherever you want, but if you're going to publicly minister, if you're going to publicly do things in that order, then you have to do it the way we want to do it. And therefore, you're going to offer abortion coverage, or you're going to be providing these kind of services that are against Catholic teaching, or you're going to teach about family in a way that we wouldn't, you know, necessarily want to do. And so we constantly run into challenges with our Catholic charities, with our Catholic healthcare. We're struggling with Catholic healthcare over things like transgender surgery. Mm-hmm. You know, and while we have great sympathy and we wish to help someone, you know, there's a certain understanding of the person that we want to respect, and we want to treat that person compassionately with dignity, but that doesn't mean we violate what we believe in order to respond. And we find those in every institutional setting that we have right now.
And I think it's not only just in those areas that you've mentioned, but also that in our commitment to immigrants and refugees mm-hmm. is also institutionally challenged, mm-hmm. and that both government as well as even in a certain sense public opinion mm-hmm. sometimes does not like the fact that we care for the immigrant, mm-hmm. the poor, the homeless, and so it does take courage for us as individuals, as well as courage for our institutions, to be able to stand firm about our Catholic identity and express that.
True, and I think it is also very important for us as individual Catholics to dialogue with our brothers and sisters about this. I mean, don't just, you know, we can't just, you know, say, oh, okay, and then, you know, cower in the corner. I mean, we have to engage in dialogue. I mean, we would assume that the society values, as they have from the very foundation of this country, they valued the people expressing their faith publicly in the order. And to lose that would be, you know, so, so detrimental to our reality of America and our freedom.
I go back, Ned, to that's not only our own religious tradition, but Alexis de Tocqueville, when he was reflecting in the early days of American society, and he was reflecting in a democracy in America about American life, one of the things that he marveled at was that here was this incredible political and social experiment of American democracy, and yet in that environment, religion thrived, and that religion had very public expressions, was part of the public square, and contributed to the common good.
Correct, correct.
And that's our continued conviction today that we need to do that.
It is, and we face the challenges that you mentioned, that, you know, that people now have tended to think that that's not important anymore, that we have that public expression. And, you know, and that's a very challenging place to be. And what you and I were just chatting about, it's this moment of the 4th of July weekend is an opportunity for us to rededicate ourselves, if you will, to that, that common conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, let's not just, you know, relax and have our party with our friends and family, which we wish to do, but let's also engage with our neighbors, let's talk with them. When people say, oh, why are you doing this, or why don't you believe the way we do, or why don't you do it the way we do it, you know, engage in a conversation with folks about that.
Do not apologize for our faith, but really that this is, we have something to contribute to not only to our Catholic community, but also to the building up of a better society.
And we share that with our other, with people of other faiths, with our partners in religion. But I do like to remind whenever I'm in conversation with people who don't necessarily share my perspective on religious liberty, I remind them, just take a moment, a deep breath, and reflect on the fact that the largest private provider of health services, human services, social services, and educational services in the state of California is the Catholic Church. And we partner because we care about our common good. We care about our brothers and sisters out there. And this is how we evangelize, as St. Francis said, not always with words. We go out and do it. And that's the beauty that you speak of in terms of our religious liberty.
So I hope that you'll continue this conversation in your homes and with your neighbors, and that you'll also take the opportunity, particularly on the 4th of July, to really pray. Pray for our political leaders, pray for our president, for the Congress, pray for the church, and that that we can continue our active witness. And I invite you, as always, to go back to our website and see what resources we have there, and to begin to ask yourself, how can I be a faithful citizen in these days? May God bless you. Happy 4th.